Ice Ale chaps, Captain Sermon and Lance Corporal Smothers seem to have cracked it. They look like they're performing the Great Escape. Shame we lost Brigadier Hazelwood on the way. What? Top hell?
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Webber.
TNS Cup talk to come, hearing from other clubs as the league hots up, and we've got a banger to finish. But first, who better to analyse Carmarthen's potential great escape than our very own member of Dad's Army, Corporal Jonah Jones. They don't like it up them, do they, Jonah?
Obviously, you were old enough to watch the series the first time around. I watch it on DVDs, Mark. You'll have to tell me one day what it was like. Carmarthen, they're starting to enjoy the scrap against relegation, which is great for a group of players, because they looked in fear before Christmas. There's no doubt the two wins at Christmas, it obviously gave them a taste again for victory. Another win against Saturday against Newtown. It was a great first half. I was at the game. They just seemed to be playing football and enjoying it. Their forward line of Luke Bowen, who signed back on from Port Talbot, Mark Jones, who signed back on from Avon Lido, and Liam Thomas. That's a potent strike force, and there's goals in the club now, and that, I think, is the difference.
Well, let's get the view from the front line. Neil Smothers, he's in charge of the old goal now. Here's what he's got to say.
I think the key thing in the position we're in at the moment is to make sure that we get points on the board. Newtown always cause problems because they are a good team. They coach well, they manage well. So you always know you're in for a game against them. So, you know, just happy to get the points at the end.
Yeah. After 45 minutes, I thought being a manager is an easy one.
No, absolutely not. Because when, like you said, when you're 3-0 up, the opposition can throw caution to the wind a little bit more then. So, you know, they can afford to come forward a little bit more and take a couple more risks, which obviously pegged us back. So we were under pressure for long periods of the second half. However, you know, the character of the boys to find solutions and keep going was very, very pleasing.
It's a positive thing, really, that you held out, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's key, you know. The 3 points performances, you know, will always be important, but 3 points are key at the moment, and for the boys' confidence, and it just keeps us on that little run, you know. And sometimes you have got to dig in deep when you're under pressure, and if you can do that and win games, then, like you said, it's always pleasing.
Congratulations, and on to Llandudno now next week.
Yeah, up there. Obviously a different setup, but again, they a decent footballing team, some good players, so. We'll do our own work on them and do our work in the week, and hopefully we can continue on the positive run that we're on.
Jonah, we could over-egg the pudding about them all rallying together now in the light of what has happened to Mark Hazelwood. Is there a factor in that, or has this come about for other reasons?
I just think they have a capable squad. I think for whatever reason, they had a disastrous start to the season, but they've always been capable of getting results, and I just think the time is right now for them to prove themselves.
And they're in the cup as well, and we mustn't forget that. Their enemies in the cup will be a team that they've turned over quite a few times over Christmas, Aberystwyth. They're doing all right, though. Here's Wayne Jones talking to Jonah.
Nev coming in, he's obviously recruited and brought players in his own way. Guys with, you know, good experience, you know, for this league. And, you know, as time's gone on, we've managed to pick up some good results. You know, obviously taken away today, but, you know, for us, the last 3 games have been really good, and you know, we felt we've turned the corner.
The result against Cardiff Met last week in the Cup was a brilliant result, and it sets you up a brilliant quarter-final against Carmarthen in the Welsh Cup.
Yeah, definitely, you know. We've lost over the Christmas period twice to Carmarthen. You know, I personally know quite a bit about them. But, you know, yeah, like you said, I mean, it's just our main focus is obviously coming away from the relegation area. And obviously, you know, added on to that is a nice cup run, which we all want. And obviously it's, you know, financially viable to the club, which, in all fairness, you know, the lads have done really well. It's a great performance.
9 games to go, Wayne, 27 points. Still targeting maybe 7th if you could go on a run of, I guess, 6 or 7 wins?
Yeah, I think that's it, you know. I mean, obviously, our main priority is pulling away from relegation. We made that clear to the lads, you know, 2 weeks ago when the split obviously started. That's our main focus. And, you know, I think it's proven if you go on any run, you know, at this league, whether it's 3 or 4 games, you know, you shoot up the table, whether it's top 6 or bottom 6. And that's no different, yeah. Our main objective is to get away from the bottom as much as we can. And let's see where that takes us then after 5 or 6 games. And then, you know, we go into the second phase of the split. And then, that, you know, we see where we go and hopefully take a good cup run onto that.
just want to finish, Wayne. I know you played in the league for about 10 years and, you know, you've been coaching here 4 or 5 years now. 10 to 15 years ago might have been 3 or 4 games in a season where you could knock off. Is it come to the point where there's no games you could not play at 100% now?
I think, yeah, totally, Mark. You know, I mean, when we played, I think it was 16, 17 in the league, maybe 18. You know, you've got the split now and, you know, the stats don't lie. You've got your top four, which everyone tags and nicked points against or what have you. Then you've got, you know, it's like a three-way section, really, in not so many ways. And for me, even in my second year, we've most probably underachieved where we are. You know, Aberystwyth was a massive club, you know, well-supported, financially well-backed. You know, it's obviously you've got restrictions in terms of the location, but, you know, that gets dealt with through financial reasons. But I think, you know, in all honesty, we're a club that's underachieving. You know, it'd be nice now to ideally go on a good cup run as well, give something back to the club, you know, and really, you know, look to push forward and even aim towards the three quarters of this season, aim to go on next season and build platforms and foundations, because, like you said, transfer windows have just passed and they're hard. You can't just go recruiting willy-nilly. You've got to do things in stages, and I think the club are aware of that now.
Well, a look ahead to more league action in a minute, including the new recruit for Connors Quay talking to us on this podcast. But Jonah, we can't forget that TNS are not in league action this weekend. They've got the small matter of the Iron Brew Cup. One more step and they could be in a final. How do you think it's going to go for them?
Well, first of all, they've done brilliant, haven't they, to get it to the semi-final. You know, they've had two excellent penalty shootouts where the penalty king, Paul Harrison, the goalkeeper. I mean, if they did win this Iron Brew Cup, I think they'd have to make the story be like the Rocky film with Harrison, with all the penalties he saved and the penalties he stuck away. I just hope he does exactly the same this Saturday night. But they have a chance. Dumbarton, I think second from bottom, aren't they, in the Scottish Championship? They're having the greatest of seasons. And we've always said TNS on their own turf, or on their own 3G as we call it, they're a match for anybody. They've matched teams in Europe over the years at home. So I see no reason why they can't match Dumbarton and go ahead and get to the cup final, the Iron Brew Scottish Challenge Cup final, to be the first Welsh team to reach the final. It'd be absolutely fantastic, and I think it'll bring brilliant publicity for our league.
And here's two people who know far more than us about how this is going to go. Iron Edwards and then the gaffer, Scott Rusko.
We don't know much about him, but, you know, I'm sure Scotty and Evo have done their homework. I think the manager was here tonight, theirs, and they'll do their homework on us. And, you know, it'll be an interesting game, and it's something different to the league. And, you know, the lads will go and relish it.
Can we go one better than last season?
Who knows? If we play anything like that, and the 80%, 85% of how we've done this season, I think, you know, they'll have to be at their very, very best to get a result here. But, you know, you look at the games we've lost or drawn, not taking anything for granted, obviously, as you do, but some of the games we've lost and drawn, I just think, you know, anyone can come here. If we're not right, if we're not at it and we're not right on it on the day, then we won't deserve to go through. If we play like tonight, then we'll have every chance.
And Jonah, TNS quietly gone about their business this season, and I wonder if this is the one that Scott wants. I mean, they knew they were going to do well in the league and probably win it. They knew that perhaps they were going to win the Nathaniel Cup. If he takes TNS to win the Iron Brew, that's obviously further than they've got before. Does that make it more exciting for him?
Oh, listen, Mark, this is brilliant for Roscoe and for Stephen Evans, his coach. I don't think we should take it for granted, but because on the podcast ourselves, right, we asked questions at the beginning of the season whether they were the men to replace Harrison, you know, because they didn't break away from the pack as usual as they did in other seasons. There were questions asked, are they going to be as strong as they were in other seasons? Now, we're taking for granted, like you just said, that they're going to win the league. It looks like they are going to win the league, but it looks like they might win the league in style. It looks like they could win they've won the MG Cup, right? So that could be the double. They have a great chance in a Welsh Cup. And like you said, they could get to the Iron Brew Cup final. What sort of football news would that make? What debut manager? I think we'll get the record books out, Mark. Now, what debut manager in his first season could win every trophy he entered? history could be made, mate, in the next couple of months at Park Hall, and Scott Roscoe and Stephen Evans could rewrite the record books.
Well, the best of luck, of course, and we'll all be watching, and we'll come back and tell you how it goes next week. One team that has certainly got their feet up and be watching that is Bala, because they would have played TNS normally in the league this weekend, so they've got a dead rubber. Here's Mike Hayes talking about last weekend's game.
I think it's the never-say-die attitude. We've had a few this season, haven't we? To be fair, we thought at half-time should have been 3 or 4-0 up. It wouldn't have been an unfair result. We've missed some chances. We've defended excellently. And obviously we've pushed forward and kicked on with a winning goal, yeah. They're an organised outfit. Hughie's got them organised. We went out of a game plan tonight. We matched them for work rate desire. And I thought the performance from start to finish was excellent tonight, really good.
Yeah, Nash didn't even have a save to make, really, did he?
Not that I can recall, no. There might be the odd one, but no, we defended really well. Colin always asks us performing both boxes, and I'd say we did tonight.
And I did promise you news from a new recruit, didn't I? Neil Gibson, not so new, is he? Of course, we've spoken to him before with his Prestatyn Town hat on, and now we've spoken to him after their game at Connors Quay Nomads, where he is now part of the training staff.
Seems weird not being at Prestatyn, maybe, but fully settled into the job at Connors Quay, and it doesn't feel weird for me now being part of this group, and obviously very, very pleased with the performance that the lads put on today. Very professional performance, and thoroughly deserved the 3 points, I felt.
So what brought the move about for you?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity. Connors Quay are at the right end of the table and trying to make a transition to full-time football. I felt it was a good move for myself to try and get in board with what Andy's trying to do here in Jay, and it all suited at the right time.
Enjoying it?
Yeah, enjoying it, especially when you come away and win games of football at Cardiff Met. I haven't won here before, so it's nice to come here in a good performance and 3 points. So, thoroughly enjoyed it today.
You've obviously got a long-term relationship with the Welsh Premier League. It's important for you that you stay involved?
Yes, definitely. You know, as I said, I probably wouldn't have come to not being a manager at any other club in the Welsh Premier League, but what Andy's building here with Jay at Connors Quay and the success they've had over the last couple of years, it was a good opportunity to come and be part of that and try and hope to build them on that success for the rest of the season.
So 3 points a day and a brand new coat as well?
Well, you know, I've been waiting a long time for a coat at Prestatyn. I never got one, but I got one within a week here, so it's quite nice.
Well, Joni, your thoughts on Neil Gibson's move to Connors Quay Nomads? And of course, we have to say hello to Gareth Wilson, the new manager of Prestatyn. What sort of challenge has he got on his plate now?
Gibbo, we knew he'd done a great job at Prestatyn. He was there for 10 or more seasons. He won the Welsh Cup with them, which is historic for him. He went down with Prestatyn and brought them back into the league. So Gibson, end of story at Prestatyn, is he's a legend at the club and he always will be. Well done. And I think it's a good appointment from Andy Morrison. I was at the game Sunday afternoon, the Nomads against Cardiff Met at the Kincoyd campus. Great. I think he's somebody who loves to be involved. Obviously, he's been a manager. So he'll be a great foil for Andy Morrison and Jay Caton, and they looked to be enjoying herself Saturday in the dugout as well as on the pitch, so I think it's a good appointment for Morrison. Gaz Wilson was a great player in this league. You know, he did really, really well for Rhyl as a player. He did win the title with Rhyl, like we said before, and it's a challenge for him. He's got a massive challenge to keep his club Prestatyn in the Welsh Premier League. He's got eight games now, because they've got obviously gone 3 points behind Carmarthen. They're rock bottom now. But his challenge is to win, to stay up, you'd have to say, to win six out of his last eight games. Massive challenge for Gaz Wilson. If he was to pull this one off, it would be, you know, it would be the great escape if he was able to do it. But hey, he's got a good set of players there. They've tried hard for Gibbo all year. So can the change getting Wilson there, can it be like the change with, if he has a bit of a start like Smothers has had at Carmarthen, could get their first 3 points Saturday?
Well, still to come, an absolute banger of a song to close the podcast to mark the fact that the FAW has teamed up with Welsh music artists to promote some of their songs across all of our platforms. Very good, we'll talk more about that later, but let's talk about the action on the pitch coming up this weekend. We've spoken about Connors Quay Nomads already, heard from Neil Gibson. Well, they play Bangor this weekend, and Matt Hall, the Bangor goalkeeper, wants to learn a few lessons from the TNS defeat to take to that Connors Quay game.
I think once that first goal went in, it's always a difficult fight back. We still believed, and the second sort of killed us off a bit. I think we kept it very tight the first half. We was well disciplined, and that may have come from us trying to be a bit more expansive and sort of go on to try and get a result lock. And every game's a must-win, really. It's a cup final. We've just got to try and win every game.
That's a Friday 7:45 kick-off, and Saturday at 2:30, the other top six game that's on is Cardiff Met against Cavan Druids. Now, Jonah, we heard earlier how much of a challenge Druids proved to Bala. Cardiff Met will certainly want to get back on winning ways as well, won't they?
The Druids have made a positive start, obviously, to the top six. They've drawn with TNS 2-2, and they've been beaten in the last minute by Bala. So they've made a great start. They've only got 1 point to show, but that 1 point out of the six against Ballard and TNS might be a good return. What it does tell you is Hughie Griffiths' side are a match for anybody, and they won't be easy for anybody to play against. The Met, yeah, I think since their spine was injured just before Christmas, still Emlyn Lewis still not back. Bradley Woolridge still not back. Charlie Crosby not playing in the centre of midfield yet. Adam Roscoe come back, and unfortunately got a red card in the game against the Mets. So they're a little bit sixes or sevens at the moment, but Christian Edwards knows these eight games now will most probably not be to compete for the top three. They might be to get ready for them playoffs. And if he can get everybody ready for the playoffs, they're a match for anybody on the day.
And the rest of the games are in the bottom six. Let's hear from Chris Hughes now. They are facing a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday against Barrytown United, a team that's very close to them indeed.
I think you're probably looking at a five-game sort of spell. You know, I think we've won four of the five and lost it today. So, you know, in terms of a five-game spell, you take that. You take four wins. You know, so we've been on a good run. It's a blow, but we'll react. And you know, it's Barry next week who. You know, have got their own strengths, and you know they're doing well in the first season of the league, and they've got themselves into a good position. You know, they're probably delighted that we've lost today because it keeps us close to them. So, but you know, next week will be a different game, and you know we know that what we need to do to put it right. We showed second half that they wanted to put it right. They showed a desire to go and put it right second half. They just left themselves too much to do in terms of trying to you know, claw back a 3-goal deficit.
Abergwyn's Prestatyn provide the 8:00 kickoff entertainment on Friday, and Llandudno face Carmarthen Town. And Jonah, let's talk about Llandudno. It's not a game that they would want to face at the moment with their form.
No, they're having a difficult time at the moment. Llandudno, they started to score goals again. They bagged four in the Welsh Cup. They bagged three again the other night. But at the moment now, they're not stopping them going in the other end, and that's sometimes. That's where games are won and lost. You know, keeping clean sheets in the top six is in the bottom six is going to be vital for them now. They have to start keeping clean sheets again now to get points back on the board. Seventh place is still very much still there. Had a little bit of a bumpy ride the last couple of weeks, Yuan and company, but hey, they got eight games to go. They're only 2 points off the seventh spot, which will. A positive for them for the end of the season. If they can come seventh, no matter, they've rock and rolled a bit all season, but if they finish seventh and get to the European playoffs, it'd be a very happy young manager, and he'd have been through an up and down period, but he'd have proved himself. So seventh, still very much a target which Llandudno can achieve if they hit a bit of consistency.
It's going to be an absolutely top weekend of Welsh football. I hope you can get yourself to a game, if not catch up with us on the podcast next week. Meanwhile, we've got to wish the best of luck to TNS, flying the flag for the Welsh Premier League in the Iron Brew Cup semi-final this weekend. Go and beat Dumbarton at home, boys. And if you can get to the game at Park Hall, everybody, please do. And a message for all the TNS boys. If you can win, great. If you can't, go nick some Iron Brew bottles for me, because the marketing team at Iron Brew give me nothing all season for publicising this competition. I should at least get some bottles of Iron Brew. Anyway, moving on to the banger, and what a banger it is. The FA of Wales teaming up with Welsh Language Music Day last week to announce that we'll start playing loads of Welsh music around video clips and stuff that we do on various portals. So we're happily getting involved in that by playing this track. a banger from Aberfan from a group called Edith. Edith, meaning Edie Crawford and Rodri Foxall, a duo of electronic dance music, and yr iaith Gymraeg, or Aberfan. Even Jonah likes this one. He's kicking his Zimmer frame away, and he's up for the bounce. Big up on the ones and twos, Jonah.
Edrych dros y gorwel a dwi'n anhol.